Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, today, the Irish Red Cross and We Act launched a new campaign to celebrate the contributions that Ukrainians have made to communities across Ireland. Since the breakout of the conflict in 2022, more than 17,000 Ukrainians have found full-time employment here, with many more getting involved in local volunteering and social projects in their area. So to tell us more about the campaign, we're joined now by Claire McGowan, who is We Act campaign manager. And you're very welcome, Claire, to studio this evening. What exactly are you trying to do and highlight with this campaign?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So We Act Broadly is a campaign to celebrate the charity and community sector in Ireland. It's all about putting a face to the work that's being done around the country. And this campaign in particular, we're collaborating with the Irish Red Cross, and it's a chance for us to highlight the contributions of Ukrainians. There are a remarkable amount of Ukrainians who are volunteering around the country and in a whole breadth of different organisations and doing all different kinds of work. And so it's been a really lovely job of mine to go around and interview them and talk know about what they're doing.
And can you give us a sense then of what you found and what ways are Ukrainians giving back to Irish society?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the women featured in our campaign is Irina, and she came here 2 years ago with her daughter Mariana, and she worked in university. She has a PhD, she works in university in Ukraine, and when she came over she started as a translator with the local cancer support centre because there was Ukrainian patients there that were going into the centre and had no English. And from there, and then she started working in the centre, and now she works there and she does all different kinds of work for them. And from her, like when she speaks about working in the community, she just feels so passionately about giving back, because she talks about how she landed in Gort, herself and her daughter, a backpack on each of their backs and nothing else, and they were told welcome home. And so for her, everything is about giving back to the community in Gort.
And I know that the people that you spoke to, it's really broad spectrum in terms of the way different people have found to volunteer or to give back or to get involved. Like a fashion designer, for example, tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I spoke to this lovely woman in an organisation called Manai Gora, which is Women Laughing, which is a women's shed just outside Ennis, Olha, and she's a fashion designer at home. And so when she came here, she was looking for ways to use her skills. And so now she helps run a zero waste shop in Clare, where she uses different materials they get in, and she makes the most beautiful dresses and jackets, and they're absolutely stunning.
That sounds amazing. And then there's Artem and his family. They came to Galway City, and what are they doing?
Yeah, so Artem came and day one just started volunteering. He got in touch with the council and set up a hub for Ukrainians in Galway called UHUG. It's Ukrainians Helping Ukrainians Galway. And they do lots of different work. They help teach English. They have activities for children, but they also organise cleanups along the beach in Galway City. And they do that really regularly, rain, hail, sleet, snow. The day we were supposed to film was one of the big storms in spring. And we told him we weren't going to film that day. It was too dangerous to be out. And he just was like, oh, well, I'll still be out picking up later.
Oh, yes.
So he's a quite remarkable guy.
So they're really positive stories. And I know that's just a small sample of some of the people that you've met and spoken to. But it strikes me that just the first lady you were talking about there, who was told welcome home when she arrived in Ireland 2 years ago. And there was such a positive response from Irish people, and continues to be in lots of instances. But the narrative and all of this, I suppose maybe the feeling around all of this has changed quite dramatically, hasn't it, in the last 2 years? Not just Ukrainians, but just generally around the question of refugees and migrants. The people that you've spoken to, how aware are they of all of that, and how is it affecting them?
I think for Ukrainians, and obviously I can't speak for them, but anyone I've met has only spoken kindly about their experience in Ireland. There was a recent survey in March, I think, by Ukrainian Solidarity in Ireland that said 97% of Ukrainians feel safe here. So I honestly don't think that they're experiencing as much of the narrative that we all hear. And there was a recent Red Sea poll with Ukrainian Civil Society Forum, and they also found that, you know, largely the public is in favour of migration. Obviously, you know, things... The negative stories prevail, but that's why we're here, to kind of shout about the good stories and shout about the good things that are happening around the country.
And to what extent have the Ukrainians that you're speaking to, have they integrated into Irish society, and how important is that for them and indeed for the community?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important for a lot of people. Obviously, they thought they would be here shorter term, and that has changed. And I spoke to a man, Sergei, last week, and he works with Doris in Limerick. So he works very much in frontline services with Ukrainians, and he spoke about how a lot of them maybe might have initially delayed getting involved because they honestly thought they were only
everybody
here for a
did,
short
didn't
term.
They? Yeah, I mean, the whole expectation was a couple of weeks, couple of months.
That's it. And so it has really evolved for people, and they have found that it has really, you know, heightened and broadened, I guess, their horizons while they're here, and has enhanced their experience. A lovely example is the town of Athboy. They're just one of these towns where it's just a thriving community. You know, they've all of these groups all the time going, and they set up a welcome group for Ukrainians, and the Ukrainians ended up joining the Tidy Towns group, and they decided they'd plant some trees as a legacy project so that when they left, the trees would remain. But obviously, most of them are still here, and now it has turned into a garden of remembrance, and they've put a bench there, and it's evolved. And I think that's a really nice example of how the whole story has evolved as people have gotten more involved and, you know, included in communities.
Do you get the sense from speaking to people that some or many of them are now see Ireland as their home, as in this is where they will stay, they're setting up their lives here now?
Yeah, that's certainly what the research indicates. I think it was over 70% feel they can't go home currently because of infrastructure, or their homes are destroyed, or the area that they live is occupied. So there's a lot of reasons why people feel like they're not in a position to go home.
And do you think that that's a longer term thing, that there's an expectation or a resignation or maybe an excitement to some extent that this is where they will live from now on?
I'm not sure, honestly, because I can't speak for them. But you know yourself, like I've young children. If I've put them into school, if I've spent 2 years of their young lives here and put down roots, you know, a lot of young people have come over and maybe met people. And there's a lot of rural communities that have hugely benefited from this growth in population. You know, you hear about people on Shirkin Island and the first children being born there in years, or small rural schools that were at risk of closure now having full classes. You know, so we've gotten so much from this influx of community around the country, and it would be really sad to see that be lost.
Mm. Well, Claire McGowan, it's very interesting to speak to you, and thank you so much for coming in to us this evening. That's Claire McGowan, who is from the We Act campaign.